Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome.
You are good.
Welcome, welcome,
and your mercy
welcome.
Endures forever. Say it again, you are good. And your mercy endures forever. Now come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, Sister Alexandra, thank you for joining us this early morning twilight prayers. Amen. And this is when we come amen. Together as one. Amen.
Amen.
This is when we come together as one under our Heavenly Father. And this is when we pray and have devotion to Him early in the morning. Amen. As we command the day. So I want to thank everyone for coming on. And you know this is not long. It's just 30 minutes. But enough for us to get in our prayers and our requests and let our Father hear us. Because remember, He always comes closer to the earth in the wee morning of the hours. Amen. So let's just get started. I encourage you to take some time each day to get the revelation of your righteousness in Christ deep into your spirit. Meditate on it and declare it every day. It will put courage in your heart and bring an unshakable peace to your soul. It will energize your faith when you pray and give you a confident expectation to receive good things from your Heavenly Father. I believe that's why our Heavenly Father, in knowing the things that we need daily, tell us not to worry about them. What are we supposed to do then? We are to seek first His righteousness, Jesus, the righteousness that He has given us, and all the things that we need will be added to us. Beloved, when you know that your right standing with God always puts Him on your side, every fear will melt away like butter on a hot day. For if God is for you, who or what can successfully prevail against you? Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get into prayer. And it's going to be prayer after prayer after prayer. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gathering of everyone on this line. I ask that you put the circle of life and the blood of Jesus on each and every one of us as we come to you this morning and command that the day be blessed and that our steps be blessed going in and out. Each and every family member on this line in their household is protected by the word and your promises. Lord, bless the works of my hands. Let my name be associated with good things. Shield me from persecution and false accusations. Guard me against greed, discouragement, and sabotage. I welcome opportunities to grow and mature. Let my actions be in sync with your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I decree and declare that I will be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. I will make my requests known to you. I arise in faith today knowing that you hear and answer prayer because I bring my needs to you. I will walk in the peace of God that surpasses understanding, and it will guard my heart and mind. In stillness and quietness, I will wait for you. And you will lead me in the way I should go. I seal these declarations in the name of Jesus. Amen. I declare in the name of Jesus that I am a pioneer of new territories. I walk in favor with God and man, and I will possess all the land God has given me. There will be no holdups, no holdouts, no setbacks or delays. I will not look back to return to the old. Father, cause me to ascend into new realms of power and authority and access new dimensions of divine revelation. Breathe new life into every dormant dream in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let every evil spirit seeking to frustrate my day and my assignment be thwarted in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is the beginning of a new day. You have been given this day to use as you will. You can waste it or use it for good. What you do today is important because you are exchanging a day of your life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever. In its place is something that you have left behind. Let it be something good. Amen. Father, I anticipate the good things you have prepared for me today. Bring complete order to my day as I seek you first and make your will my priority. I rejoice in the new day you have given me. I praise you for making it fruitful and productive. Thank you for teaching me ways to increase my effectiveness, to work smarter. I work according to your agenda and perform for an audience of one, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Lord, set a guard over my lips today and search my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there is any evil way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. If there is anything in my life that displeases you, Father, remove it in Jesus' name. Circumcise my heart and cause my desires and my words to line up with yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As the prophet Hosea remarked, each one of us must take responsibility for what we experience in life. We are the sum total of every choice we have ever made or let happen. If you do not like where you are only one thought away from turning toward the life you desire. Father, make me more aware of the power of my words today. I declare that my season of frustration is over. As I guard my tongue, my life is changing for the best. In the name of Jesus, I declare that everything this season should bring to me must come forth. Every invisible barrier must be destroyed. I declare that I am a prophetic trailblazer, and I am taking new territory, spiritually, emotionally, and professionally. I decree and declare that you are opening. I will wait for it. It shall come to pass in due season. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Give me one second. The power of the spoken word is one of life's greatest mysteries. All you will ever be or accomplish hinges on how you choose to govern what comes out of your mouth. By what you allow to occupy your mind and your mouth, you can either bless your life to the greatest heights of success or send it orbiting into realms of failure, sadness, and discontentment. This is the challenge of creative thinking as you open the spiritual channels of your mind. God can download divine creative thoughts into your brain. Ask God to enlarge your capacity for thinking to take the limits off. Imagination is more important than knowledge, and knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world. To conquer new territories, you must have courage to lose sight of the shore. Dream big, then dare to wake up and accomplish it. The shame in life is not to fail to reach your dream, but to fail to have a dream to reach. Father, you spoke into nothingness and created the world. I speak until this day and declare that it will cooperate with your plans. Anything sent to frustrate your purposes for this day is bound now in the name of Jesus and rendered ineffective. I declare that today is pregnant with destiny. Thank you, Father, for divine connections that advance your kingdom. Lord, give me wisdom and understanding to be more effective in my work. Open doors to new opportunities and new revelation in the name of Jesus. Father, bless the works of my hands. I choose to glorify you in all I do in the name of Jesus. Amen. My Father and my God, I submit myself to your authority today and declare that my spirit will grow and become fruitful as you lead me by the virtue of your flawless character. I submit to your wisdom as you freely give to me my heart's desire. I align my heart with your heart and my will with your will. May your blessings overtake me and the boundary lines fall for me in pleasant places as you have decreed. In Jesus' name, I declare that this is so. My Father and my God, I thank you for your discipline and correction that is pushing me to reach my full potential. I open myself to receive the success and victory, and I speak competence and excellence to my spirit. I call forth discipline into my life that I may be able to sustain high levels of success and accomplishment for the kingdom of God. I decree and declare growth and expansion to be released into my life in the name of Jesus. You can change your destiny. Just stand your ground. stay alert and be persistent in your prayers. Do not be a victim. Call the shots and change your destiny. Be proactive and decisive as you declare God's word over your life. God has given you the promise that whatsoever you declare in Jesus' name will be done. John 14:13-14. So you can be all he intended you to be on the earth, a shining example of God's goodness and love. You are the architect and building contractor of your future. Use your thoughts as an architect. Use a blueprint. Think about every detail. Any architect not only thinks about the rooms in a house, but also the types of windows, the size of closets, the location of the outlets, and so on. So nothing is too significant. Think big and think detail. Amen. Father, I declare that my decisions today will change my future and bring it into alignment with your plans for me. Wherever I place my feet, I walk in your authority and expand my territory for your name's sake. Increase my productivity and efficiency and give me the anointing of Solomon to wisely manage my resources today. In Jesus' name. Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Amen. Father God, I thank you that your gifts are good. I thank you that your blessing brings wealth and adds no sorrow to it. Your gifts are free and irreversible. What you have for me is for me and cannot be taken without permission. Therefore, I extract my superior authority in Christ and declare to the enemy to take his hands off what is mine. I decree and declare that the blessings of the Lord will overtake me. I decree and declare that my storehouse will overflow and my vats will be filled with new wine in the name of Jesus. Every good and perfect gift that God has portioned to me will be poured out to me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let your word renew my mind and transform the way I live. I do not only hear the word, I also do what it says. Blessings overtake me because I heed your word. Guide me continually into your truth. Teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. God will not just give us what we want. He will make us desire what he wants. Give us his desire so that following him is that much more joyful and fulfilling. Some things will fall away as we pray for them because we realize they were never right for us in the first place. To put it simply, the more you hang out with God, the more he rubs off on you, and the more he will rub off on how you do your work, how you relate to your family members and friends, and how you make your decisions. Spend enough time with him, and suddenly your desires start to look a lot like his. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So I declare that today I hear, receive, understand, and am committed to the oracles of God. God speaks to me, and I listen and follow his command. I decree and declare that there is a clear and direct channel between heaven and me. I hunger for the meat of God's word because it brings me life. In the name of Jesus, amen. So don't miss this principle. The power for change is in your mouth. The power for prosperity is in your mouth. The power for health and healing is in your mouth. The power for a successful ministry, marriage, business, relationship, or whatever your need is in your mouth. God has a plan for your personal world, but it depends on you fulfilling it by first taking control of your mind and your mouth. You must fill your thoughts and words with light and truth, and we define our lives by our words and our thoughts. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. When it is said that we are to pray in the Spirit, the dynamic we are really looking to gain is alignment with the rhythm and mind of God. As we seek this, the Spirit of the Lord teaches us how to pray. Amen. The power of two. If two of you agree on earth concerning anything, that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. That's Matthew 18 and 19. Imagine for a moment the unlimited power of a husband and wife who walk constantly in agreement. The power of a mother and father united in the raising of children who understand the power of relationships, are saturated in wisdom, and are full of faith. How different would our world be today if there were more couples like this? How different would the church be? How different would our communities be? How different would our nations be? Father, your word says one person can put 1,000 to flight and two can chase off 10,000. Strengthen the hedge of protection around my marriage and family and whisper peace into my relationship, ministry, workplace, and business. No evil shall come near to my dwelling place or my marriage, because my relationship to work in perfect harmony with you today. Break any unhealthy patterns in our relationship, guard our thoughts and words, and fill us with new levels of passion and zeal for your calling upon us as a couple. Remove every hindrance from the divinely ordained intimacy and unity you intend for our relationship. In Jesus' name, amen. Cleanse me and renew a right spirit within me, so that I don't resist what you desire to do in my life. I humble myself before you. I surrender my will and my way, knowing your plans are always best. You daily in prayer. Keep my heart right before you, so I will not miss out on anything you want to bring into my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that I am maturing in the faith and in character. I command my flesh to submit to the obedience of Christ. I command all barricades seeking to stop my growth to be rendered powerless over my life. I put away the childish things and move to new levels of responsibility, competence, power, and authority. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I want to thank everyone for coming on this early twilight morning. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure that everyone is okay. We're looking at a new year. Amen. So the new year, we have a lot of new things to look forward to. Blessings. Prayers go up and blessings come down. So we are looking forward to a new year, and we are growing in the word. Amen. And we're growing spiritually, daily. Amen. So I want to thank everyone for coming on. And I would like for everyone, if there's anyone that has any rapport or any prayer requests or blessings, or anyone just want to give praise to God, amen, to say anything at this time.
This is Robert Moon. I want to give praise to God.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Warren. Thank you. I'm sure our Heavenly Father hears and knows your heart. Amen. Anyone else?
I just want to thank and praise God for another day of life. For my husband, my children, my grandchildren, and my great grandchildren, and my natural brothers and sisters, and my family member, know that I have no one call or no say. A death been in my family lately, and I thank God for that. And I thank God for being our protector, for being our provider. I know He put my husband on. He provide for him through Yahweh. He provide for us through him. Yahweh. So I just thank God that He had given me a good husband, that He does take care of his family and take care of the household. And I thank God for you guys. And I thank you, Sister Alexander, for your line and for giving us time to express ourselves. And I thank God for Sister Kendra and everyone else on the line, and that God will continue to provide and protect your family. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Faith. Thank you so much. That was lovely. And I love your family. I love you guys just as much. Amen. Anyone
Amen.
Else?
Yes, this is Sister Judy. I just ask prayer for everybody that's on the prayer line. Prayer to the pastor. Prayer to Sister Alexander. Prayer to the other lady. Prayer to all my prayer warriors. I need special prayer in my body. I need a special healing in my body. A special prayer for my family. A special prayer for my community. I live in Antioch, California. I ask that you pray for Antioch. Pray for all of the United States. All 50 states and all the other states abroad. Pray, 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 pray.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Sister Amen. Judy. Let's say a prayer for Sister Judy and her family right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch Sister Judy's body from the top of her head to the tip of her head.
Yes,
heal her body. Amen. Heal her.
Yes,
and I pray for her family, her son, and her daughter. I pray that they will come more closer in unity, and I pray that they will do a good job of taking care of their mother at this time while she is going through her healing. Amen. But Father, I just Amen. Ask that you bless her household, and I bless that you, I ask that you bless her going in and coming out, and keep her covered with the blood. And Sister Judy, continue to come back, because God is right here. He's listening to your prayers, and he wants to strengthen you in the word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Judy. Anyone else?
This is Sister Kendra, and I just want to thank God for another beautiful, blessed day. I thank God for my mom. I thank God for my family. I thank God for everybody on the line. And so I just thank God for watching over us, and I just ask him to watch over us, and I thank him for watching over us and keeping us covered in his blood. And I ask that he watch over all of us, and that we are blessed coming in and blessed coming out. In the name of Yeshua, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Amen. If there is no one else, I want to thank everyone for coming on the line. I ask that you continue to come back, because our Twilight prayers will be answered. And on the Twilight prayers, we do pray for commanding the day, and we also pray for healing. So continue to keep coming back. We won't keep you but 30 minutes, and it's just enough time to give God his praise and worship him and acknowledge him in the early morning. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you command, the day, that our day be blessed, and that our going out and coming in is blessed. Bless us financially, because you are our provider. Bless us on daily, that we need the word. That's our daily bread. Amen. And we ask that you continue to encourage us to do the right things. Amen. And continue to walk in spirit. Amen. And we just ask that you keep your hands on us, keep us covered, and keep us covered from everything that's in the air. And we know that you will cover us and our household to keep us. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
So I want to thank everyone for coming on tonight, and I will see you guys on Wednesday with Pastor Paige. With a family night when he has Bible study, amen. And
amen.
Pastor Prevost, when is yours? Go ahead, tell him, Prevost.
We're gonna be on Tuesday at 5:30 Central, 3:30 California time.
Okay. Okay, well, Pastor Prevost will keep you guys. All you have to do is just chime in to when he posts, and I have mine chimed on to whenever he posts. Amen. So we're gonna keep up with Pastor Prevost as he put the different platforms, and let us know the dates and times of each one of these different prayer platforms, and we're gonna stay together and pray together, because that's where we are. That's what we are. We are the family of light. We stay together and pray together and help one another. Amen. So don't forget Prevost on Tuesday. Don't forget Pastor Paige on Wednesday. Don't forget me on Friday, and Pastor Paige again on Sunday morning. Amen. Always have a good word, And I just want to thank everybody for coming to Twilight Prayers. And I will see you guys next Sunday at the same time. We're here at Twilight Prayers. We pray for you and with you to encourage you. Amen. To start off your week blessed. Amen. Thank everyone for coming on. You guys have a great night. And thank you for coming on. Good night, everyone.
Having us. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Take care.
Good
See
night.
You guys Friday.
All right. There, man.
If you hold on just a little while longer, I know he will come through just for you. I'm talking to the person who was frustrated to the point that you said throw the whole year away. The devil is a liar, cause what's coming for you, it's gonna be
big.
Get ready.
Open the windows of
heaven. The mail. Raises and bonuses. Healing in your body. Your children are gonna make it. I believe. Mama, I made it.
God is about to blow our minds.
If you're doing it big, let's go. Pull your phone out and take a selfie. Cause what you look like now, you won't look like next year.
That is my season.
God didn't bring you this far just to bring you this far.
I believe.
Say this, it's my time.
That is my time.
Yeah.
It's my time.
You're doing it big, let's go.
How you feel it?
Breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. I'm
anticipating.
Stay close to you, cause the next thing God is doing for you is gonna be